Any questions? On what I just said, I know I kind of detour quite a lot about Saturn, all this, but I think that's important, I believe. Yep. Any questions on the previous section? Yes, Vincent. Oh, there's two, okay? Just okay, Vincent, first.
So we were discussing, we are on growth festival, right?
Yes.
So if we...
Yeah, I mean, of course, depends on your relationship with them, lah. If you're like strangers, you go there, oh, yo, raw, go to, you know, you're going to help. They're a bit silly, isn't it? But I guess if they are your family members who are your family who are doing it, like my family, when they stop doing that, even though they are not Christian yet. I mean, if they are doing it, I think use it as an opportunity, lah. To share about it. You know, that's why I said sometimes it's very unhelpful if you just dismiss them as superstitious and unscientific. Then you have no ground into it to kind of, but we, if you know that evil spirit do exist and that has influence over us through lies, then we can have a discussion. So I think with our family members who are friends, who are afraid about this, or you know what they are more afraid, or they say certain things, say, oh, I don't want, let's not do this, let's not walk in the dark alley on the, you know, on the night, on the 7th month, you know. Then you can start a conversation. I think the important thing is not to kind of condemn them as unwise. We should acknowledge that indeed there's a lot to fear, isn't it? The evil spirit has higher power than us. We Christians are not more learned or more educated, we're just more blessed because we know the truth. We have been shown the truth, that we don't have to afraid of the evil power. So I think we should engage with those who are close to us. But I think there's no business of us to go and, you know, condemn strangers or what they are doing. I guess, practically speaking, it will do no good to anybody, lah. Yeah. Is there a... Yep. Yes. Mute it. It's really hard. Because we do know that they are medically, there's a doctor here, he can help me. Medically, there are things like, you know, bipolar, you know, that people hallucinate. So we know that the mind do something to us. At the same time, we also know as Christians that spirit exists. So we cannot really judge, you know, like kind of a ground judgment that everything is this or everything is that. It's very hard. A lot of time, people do suffer from bipolar delusion and they need medical treatment. But at the core of it, they also need to be released from the power of Satan. So I guess I guess we must always present the gospel, present the truth. But if there's a real illness, mental illness to be treated, we must treat it, lah. And that it's just not pastor who can do it, but it's a psychiatrist who can diagnose it. But of course, I don't think your mother is that, lah. It's just sometimes sometimes we know we get tired, we get images, we got illusion optics, whatever. It happened to us, what? I mean, I guess see this as an opportunity, I think. I mean, quite easy for us. I think I grew up in two different sides. You know, I was growing up as a non-Christian, as a kind of Taoist thinking. And you do believe ghosts exist, you know, when you hear sounds. Actually, it's just cat. Actually, you know, I remember very vividly, I was sleeping and then I hear tap. I remember that I was so afraid. It's like ghosts walking towards me. I really believe that. But now when I hear a sound, I know it's a ceiling fan moving. It's cracking. Because of my belief. And who knows whether Satan is behind that natural event, natural causes to deceive me. Most likely. So I guess, actually belief is really important. It's actually what the truth that they believe that helps them. So I think it's helpful, like, if we don't dismiss too quickly. The more important is to keep it as an opportunity to share the gospel. To say that, yeah, Satan do lie to us, do wants us to scare Satan. And the fact is that God do give Satan a lot of power over fallen human beings that we fear our physical lives. It could happen that you know, people who are being made to afraid of Jesus, afraid of Satan, because, you know, of certain diseases. Satan could be behind that, but just a job, isn't it? But always what God wants us is not to fear Satan, but to trust God. I think it applies as well to non-Christian. It's very hard to transfer because they don't know this, but it's good for us to know what's the most core problem and not just too quick to dismiss them as, you know, just superstitious. It is a problem, but the ultimate problem is because they fear what is just this physical life of whatever what they see, whatever they might happen to them. It could be real, it could be just a coincidence. But what they do need most is the truth. I hope that helps a bit. The last one, yeah. Two more, yeah. Yeah, I think the gospel shed the lights. What modern medicine practitioners eventually call epilepsy, Bible called it demon possession. The symptoms is there. I mean, we cannot know for sure, lah, but the symptoms of epileptic is there in the incidents. But Jesus said it's the evil spirit who caused it. And like I say, it's both. It's evil spirit who is behind the natural causes that cause people to. And we don't know, actually we don't have no clue to what caused this person to have demon possession or whatever. Could be his own sin, could be his own playing with evil power, we do not know. But I think the data used to show us that they do kind of correlate evil spiritual power over us. There is a judgment over us, by the way. It's not as if we are totally victim. It's a judgment on us, fallen human beings, who have fallen away from God, on us to be able to be influenced by that. But yet, because God is God of order, there's natural causes that also can be later on identified. Okay, that's all my advertising. I'll answer the question. Sorry about that. I should remember the dragon. Yes, this book talk about it as well. This book talk about, because the dragon that the Chinese believe, the origin is very different. They just come up with this myth of dragon and then attach kind of spiritual significance to it. They think that dragon is a kind of spiritual animal that can help us. And you see a lot of movies, a lot of nerza, you know this. There's a lot of dragons. I think I agree with the perspective of this author. As long as we don't subscribe to that wrong thinking, right? And I think, again, it's a lot to do with myth and folk religion. It's not really from Buddhism or Taoism. As long as you don't attach significance to it, it's okay. Of course, definitely it's okay for us to be born in the year of dragon. There's no qualms about that. Don't let any Christian tell you that. I think it's wrong to tell you that when to born. The fact itself is not even real. Why do you have to worry about it? Okay, they want totally don't buy into it. I think the bigger one is, can we wear dragon picture on Chinese New Year? Right, that's the bigger one. Should we have, you know, when they want have dragon decoration during our wedding, should we do it? Or even some Christians, when they become Christian, they will take down every picture. All the long of the shirt, they will cut it up, you know, because all these demons, all these serpents are coming into our house. You don't have to, though. If you want, you do it, lah. But I guess you don't have to, because it's a totally different thing. It's a totally different origin. One is a myth that they created, and dragon is just a picture. It's just a picture, but it does look nice, but the way they draw it. And the serpent in the Bible is a different altogether. But it's not even dragon, but it's snake in the beginning. So I guess I'm fine with it. Even with people wearing dragon shirt just for fashion sake. I don't think many people attach a lot of spiritual significance to the picture of dragon. Okay. Does it help? Yes. Sorry, I can't hear you. Can you speak louder? I can't hear you. Can you speak louder? Oh, 恭喜发财, yes. I think we can change it, okay? 恭喜, right? 恭喜 is different. 恭喜 means congratulate, okay? If you want to be more subtle, just say 恭喜, don't say 恭喜发财. 发财 means to prosper, to have more wealth. We shouldn't say that, but we are kind of tempting each other, but to want to more money. 恭喜 is fine. 恭喜 has no prosperity thing. Okay, or even to be more special, 上帝祝福你, you say, or say something. I know some Christians, Chinese Christians, have some four words that is better one. They are more distinctive as Christians to say it. I usually say 恭喜 when I reply lah. I didn't try to be too special, but you can be more special if you want. A bit more like, you know, 祝你平安 or whatever. Yeah. Okay. Oh. Yes, we can't go too long because they need time to set up for SMAC 2. One or two last questions. Yes. Oh yeah, forgot about line dancing. Is actually to get more prosperity. What do I write here? See, okay. Yes, it's in order to bring good luck. Okay, to bring good luck. So into when you get the veggie, is when you get good luck, and then they also have this gold dot on the lion dance. So it's okay to be there, but if you're just part of it, you don't have to avoid it or whatever. But we shouldn't engage lah. We shouldn't engage a lion dance to come to our church or as Christian to our house, because it has the purpose is to have wealth, truth. If you practice it at a sports competition, I think they're separate lah. I think, but be careful lah. I think now it's become a big sport. They just become a competition. Maybe this author will disagree with me, but I think if you just purely do it as a sport, it may be okay. Because I don't think all those people who are doing lion dance are there for, it's just for sports. I think that's very hard. Yeah, that's very hard. Yes. It's fine, I do that. Mahjong is a game. Yeah, it's just like playing poker or whatever, solidarity, without money. It's a game. It's like playing bridge. You use your mind to compete one another. Yeah? Gambling is about money, what? Isn't it? Who say you cannot have fun? Yeah, gambling is about money. What is wrong about gambling is that you are kind of using or like subscribing to luck to earn money, or you are trying to earn money at the expense of other people's losses. That's a separate issue altogether. Nothing to do with religion, with Chinese tradition. Yeah. One last one. Yes, oh yeah, forgot to mention that giving ang pao is a good thing, I think, because I think it's a good tradition, because it could have a bit of significance, like people usually, the adult usually give it to the children so that they'll be peaceful for them lah. But I think throughout the years, it has lost that significance. It's more just a spirit of giving lah. Just, you know, I want to give you money, I'm older, I'm earning money, I give it to you. I think it's okay to participate in it. Because I think it's kind of evolved a lot. I think we're not even really sure what's the actual origin. It could be just a way of, you know, giving a treat to the younger people once in a year. Okay? Yeah. It's okay as long as you don't open the ang pao in front of them. Yeah. Okay, we have to stop, or else Mac 2 will be angry. People will be angry at me. Thank you for coming. If you want to chat with me personally, please do. Please do invite your friends to the guest night. Okay.